friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Andrew said, yep, script didn't look good. The balance was not good. He liked that idea. Andy, can they pull that off? Do they have to do that?
Well, the weather's not supposed to be great Sunday from what I'm hearing, so they may have to run the ball a little bit more. But you do remember, I mean, Andrew talked about Jerry Jeudy having that great game in the rain down in Miami. So, I mean, we could sit here and say, do it. I don't know, is Kevin going to do that? And if you feel like your best plan of attack is to throw short passes like they did last week, they just need to, you know,
which tell you is like a run.
Yeah,
but
they
I don't
need
buy it.
To finish. They had three really good drives in the fourth quarter that resulted in 3 points. They ate up a ton of clock.
They had a 16-play drive. They had an 18-play drive.
Yeah, and then they had another one that was okay. It wasn't a horrible drive, but
it was a 9-play,
something like that. So I mean, you look at that and you say to yourself, okay, if you can do that. As long as you can get in the end zone at the end of it, that's awesome. That's how you win games. They've got to learn how to finish on offense, and I think the only way that's going to happen is if the wide receivers hang on to the football. But if you want to run it, get it there by the run. Jeff talked about that ad nauseum at the beginning of the week.
Oh, I made you nauseous, did I?
No, a little bit. Get it in the end zone. You got to finish. That's the difference between teams that win and don't.
They're three
you
field goal drives.
Finish.
Yeah, three field goal drives were 16 plays, 72 yards, 9 plays, 34 yards, and 18 plays, 54 yards.
I mean, 18 play drive should result in 7 points when it's all said and done.
Well, in theory.
I wonder how many 18 play drives didn't end in points this year. And how many of them ended up in touchdowns, 18 play drives plus.
That's a fine question, Andy.
Finish. You got to finish.
Yeah, but will they commit to that? I honestly think that they're capable of doing that. I really do. Right now, the Browns have thrown the number one number of passes in the NFL. 249 pass attempts for the Browns. You see, this to me is just absurd. You don't throw it well, so let's throw it more than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just nuts to you?
Yes. A little bit, yes.
I mean, and it's, Andy, it's significantly more. Remember, Joe Flacco was throwing it like crazy. And then this last week, they had Dylan throw it like crazy. And it's not Joe, and it's not Dylan. It's the play calling. And Kevin's calling the plays. I don't get it. Next in line is San Francisco at 241. So they're by far, and then it drops off quickly. So
I'm not defending this, but I will throw it out there because I think it needs to be said.
And again, second worst completion percentage in the NFL while throwing the most passes.
The old philosophy of the West Coast offense was the idea that the short passing game was an extension of the run game.
Exactly.
Is that maybe the idea that they're working under?
Again, except for one thing.
I don't know. I don't agree with that statement. I just think it needs to be put out there for the sake of fairness.
Except for one thing. If you run the football, you get the football in the hands of the playmaker, I'm going to go 99.5% of the time. 0.5, you might fumble. Your playmaker gets the football 99.5% of the time because you turn around and hand it to him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're throwing it to him as an extension of the run game, and Dan, I mentioned that earlier, the short pass, as Andy said, the short passing game, a lot of people call that the run game. All right, well, you're only getting the ball into the hands of your playmaker 57-point-something% of the time. Well, that's not good. Is that good, Andy?
No.
I don't think it is either.
Mm.
You want another scary stat?
Yeah, give me your scary stats. This is scary stat time with Uncle Jeff.
Browns are bottom third in the NFL in rush attempts. Why? I loved what Andrew said.
Is that a combination of not having Quinshon in the beginning of the season and maybe not trusting Dylan and Jerome? I don't know.
They're 25th in total rush attempts. I don't know. Samson was pretty good in the first game, but they threw it to him a lot.
And that was still weird to think that Quinshon only ran the ball 12 times.
Well, that's silly.
Coming off 100 yards.
What it is. It's silly. And I personally think they can turn around and run the football. I like what Andrew said. Hey, activate Rocket Sanders. Great big guy that they brought in from the Chargers. Great. Put him on the field, too. And Andrew said this. I agree completely. I don't care how many running backs they have active. Go run the ball. I couldn't agree more. If you're going to activate four guys, go activate four guys.
All right, where are you taking away from, though?
That's I don't care. They can figure that out.
I don't know if you can do that. You're going to take, okay, so let's start the game with six offensive linemen. Is that what you want to do?
I wouldn't do that.
And then one guy gets hurt? You still got to figure out how to get it done.
Right.
You got to take two quarterbacks. You're going to take at least two tight ends.
Okay, but Andy, they can figure out how to get another running back into the game if they want to get another running back into the game. I mean, that's up to them. That's what they're paid for. We don't have to sit here and do it. If you think running the football is the way to...
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
To go and you think activating another guy, then they'll figure it out. They can do that. That's what they make a lot of money. Nate's in West Salem. Nate.
Well, gentlemen, let's not act like we haven't talked this for several years about him not knowing how to run the ball. I'd call it years ago and say, Kevin Stefanski does not know how to run the ball. And then people would say stats about Nick Chubb. Well, you know, we've got these stats, but he doesn't really know the running game. He's too video game Kevin, where they just pass. This team is built for running the game, for running the ball. A team that can't pass, my gosh, you run it, and you keep running it. That way, if we do happen to go three and out, we've burned 3 minutes off the clock instead of 40 seconds every time, which then also deprives the other team of driving the ball down on the field for us. This, which, heaven forbid, we might then open up the passing game because we've ran the ball so much that the secondary has to play in a little bit. This is like peewee football.
It's about as basic as you get, Nate. It's about as basic as you get.
What are we doing here?
For the life of me, I do not understand the whole first and goal from the 7. You ran it with him once with Judkins, and then you kept throwing, and then the penalty gave you a first and goal of the 3, and you threw it 3 times.
If this happened in the 80s, my God, this guy would be out of here.
Yeah, that's probably
true. This isn't the football we grew up with, which is the football we're comparing our current Browns against. We want to get back and be the run the damn ball. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Nate. Until you show you can't run it. And Kevin said the other day, you know, well, I forget his exact phrasing. But it was in his post-game comments. But it was something along the lines, we weren't running it well or they took the run away from us. Well, I can tell you, I wrote it down. Judkins had 6 carries in the first half for 14 yards. Does that mean you can't run the ball all game? It means
The game changed. You know, we were trying to come back. You're down more than 2 touchdowns. It's just the way the game is. You can't run the ball. You got to throw the ball.
He ran it 6 times for more yardage in the second half. Ed is in LaGrange.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Couldn't be finer, Ed.
Hey, I'm Tomlin's rant about Flacco. I like Tomlin. I respect him as a coach and as a man. I mean, he does a great job, but that was a terrible rant. And I would love now to see Flacco beat him. How ironic.
Why was it a terrible rant?
Well, because he's crying and complaining. It's not like we gave Cincinnati a 25-year-old guy in his prime.
Any chance he was defending Kevin Stefanski? Did you ever think of it that way?
Maybe, but he was, I mean, just to blame the GM and jump all over the GM. I mean, he wasn't playing. So
it is the first time we've ever made a trade with the Bengals. It seemed a little unusual. Whatever.
Yeah, but I think he's crying because he has to face Flacco instead of the other QB.
Yeah, I would be too if I was him, because Jake Browning wasn't getting it done, Ed. You traded a quarterback in division to a team you're trying to catch.
Are you really, if you're Mike Tomlin, is that the reason you're really bringing that up at a press conference?
No, not at all. It's the other thing. But if we're sitting here in a studio in Cleveland and you think, wait a minute, you just traded a quarterback to a team that needs a quarterback in the division that you're trying to catch.
That, I agree with.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little odd, isn't it? There, Andrew?
Odd, yes.
Odd. Jim's in Concord. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Couldn't be finer. I think I've said that five times today.
Yeah. Anyways, I was a little disgusted after Sunday's game, but you know what? Stefanski was taking what they were giving him. He was second and nine a lot when they ran the ball. We could not run the ball. So I get him throwing the ball, and they had a lot of drops. And if Gabriel hits Judy in the end zone wide open, it's a different game. So he knows how to run the ball. I don't know this guy saying he doesn't know how to run the ball. He knows how to run the ball. I want to see how the season ends. I'm not saying he shouldn't be fired or anything, but, you know, some of these calls are, you know, I think people just have to chill out. He's got a rookie quarterback. I'm a Shador guy, but Gabriel looked pretty good. I'm willing to give him some more games because he looked pretty good.
All right, Jim, we will see what happens on Sunday as they take on the Miami Dolphins. Isn't that fun?
All right, it's a winnable game. That's all I'm going to say as we look forward to that game. Because it's a winnable game. They should win this week. I don't think there's anybody out there that thinks they couldn't win, shouldn't win. Get to 20 points, finish the drive. Like, you don't need to be football Mensa on this thing. Maybe we're overthinking it. Maybe they're overthinking it. Just get to win number two and then see what happens after that. And don't get upset if it messes up the draft pick, because it doesn't mean if you pick number one necessarily you're going to have the best quarterback with the longest tenure in the NFL.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.